This is a podcast from WOR.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Once a bum, always a bum.
Take me to the Reaper Fair. Pay back what we stole. Help me since I'm a man. Riding off the snow.
Oh. Hey.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be. The Taxi Dave Show. And I'm Taxi Dave, and tonight in the studio we have John McDonough, straight back from Ireland. Welcome back, John.
Yes, just back from the old country. Spent a couple of weeks over there. It was a great time had by all, but I had to get back on the treadmill here in New York, and I'm spinning around like that hamster. And we're
right,
ready
and
to do it.
And JFK Mike is in the studio.
Yes, I've been spinning around at JFK. Some quick breaking news that the shorty line tomorrow morning is... they're going to flip it. So the shorty line will be by where the coffee shop is, and the regular line will be where the shorty line used to be. That's the breaking news.
But it's within the same lot.
Yes,
it's within the same lot.
Yes.
Right.
So it was 92 degrees today in New York City. You know, there's no global warming. And tomorrow, they're supposed to. Today we hit 95, actually, in New York City, a new record. But there's no global warming. Tomorrow we're supposed to hit another record. Today was the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Viva Boricua!
Whippa.
Down in Manhattan. And yeah. Claire and I are broadcasting, overlooking... where are we overlooking? Oh, 59th Street and 5th Avenue. The heart of where the Puerto Rican Day Parade was.
Yes,
in Manhattan. Now, look at all the people waving. That's nice. They can't hear what we're saying because we're not set up for it. But we look important, so that's good. As long as we look important. Taxi Day is brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm going to ask everybody to, if you're going to send an email in, try to get it in early. I see your emails that are sent at like 8:40. I don't get them till 9 o'clock, till the show's over. Okay? And... you know, here's one that we got when the show was over, about street fairs. Now, this time of the year, there's street fairs on Saturdays and Sundays. And if you're lucky and you're on my list, I send you a list of the street fairs on Friday morning so you know what avenues to avoid. And let's see, Stephen says, on Saturday, I was at a street fair between 67th and 79th Streets on 1st Avenue and Park Avenue between 40th and 34th Streets. The problem with these street closures, none of the motorists are informed about this, and because so many trucks and buses are blocking the views, the drivers don't know what's going on. And finally, everyone has to make left turns on already jammed side streets, paralyzing the city traffic flow completely and everyone else, including emergency vehicles. Now, it's funny that Stephen sent that last week, because during the week, there was a hearing on Monday about congestion at City Hall. And a number of issues were discussed about congestion. New York City Department of Transportation and the NYPD were the first speakers, the first panel, and they spoke for almost 3 hours. As soon as that panel gets up, all the media leaves with them, and you know, anyone else that has anything to say really goes by the wayside. By the time I spoke, it was just the chairman of the Transportation Committee, and they're giving you 2 minutes. I mean, I didn't shut up until they told me to shut up because I went over my time, but I got to say everything that I wanted to say. And, you know, congestion in New York City. Bruce Schaller spoke. He's been on our show. We're going to have him on the show again, by the way. All right, Noah? Noah, give him a call. Let's see if we can get him on next Sunday. Thanks a lot. But in his testimony, he said, without pricing, he likes the congestion pricing, Manhattan traffic will continue to just crawl. Speeds in Midtown on Midtown Avenues have been stuck at about 8 miles an hour for nearly 90 years. And second, the city needs to address the rapid growth in on-demand ride services like Uber and Lyft. Uber and Lyft and ride-sharing like companies like that have added 50,000 vehicles and 600 million miles of driving city streets since 2013, as he showed in a report earlier this year. The proliferation of ride service vehicles can be seen as a problem. The city can achieve the goal of less traffic by reducing the amount of time that taxis and rideshare drivers spend cruising around empty or double parked while waiting for the next passenger. Hey guys, you guys still work. Do you ever see double parked app-based cars waiting for passengers causing traffic?
What I see is the app-based cars going 2 miles an hour constantly. They don't pull over. They don't sit by the side of the road. They go real slow, like 2 or 3 miles an hour, and the guys, most of them are looking down at their phone, waiting for app calls. I don't know why they do that, but it's to me, it's a menace. And you know, I've done the math on this. It's like millions of square feet of more vehicles, and it's just, at what point do they get it? Because this is just a runaway train right now with these thousands of app cars, and they're all making nickel and dime money, so it's not even worth it for the drivers. It's not even worth it for the city, but they just like they're like snails just crawling along. It makes me crazy.
And Dave, you probably would know more about this. They say that the new congestion pricing that they want to bring in below 96th Street, they're going to try to base it on the price of a subway fare and try to do an end run around Albany where they don't have to go to Albany to get this new tax, which will be put on all the drivers coming in from the other boroughs. Do you know how that's going to work? Like, of course, they're trying to come up with a new scheme on how to do it, coming over to 59th Street Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge. But how is it that they're going to bypass Albany?
Well, Alex Matheson, who's the campaign director of Move New York, Move New York wants to toll all the free bridges into Manhattan and lower the existing tolls on other bridges like the RFK and the Verrazano. And his comment was, the city of New York absolutely has the authority to toll its own roads and bridges. It's just a matter of political will. Okay? That's what Alex Matheson said. But, interestingly enough, the mayor, he acknowledged congestion in New York City, that it's a problem. And as far as the mayor has always said that this has to go through Albany. And Matheson is saying, no, the city can vote on it, and the city can make it happen. So Mayor de Blasio said, I'm not putting any time and energy into something that's not going to happen. The only way congestion pricing can ever be considered is through Albany. Yeah. That's what he said. And, you know, we have to remember 30,000 cars in June of 2015 to almost 55,000 app-based cars this March. You know, it's problematic. You know, you have the delivery trucks. Yeah. Who are trying to find places to park, and because there's double parked app-based cars and illegally parked cars. You know, speaking of illegally parked cars, I want to congratulate my friends Ike and Lynn. They got married this morning in Manhattan, and nothing like getting married on Fifth Avenue during the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You know, Claire and I were considering getting on a float and then stopping it at 65th Street.
That would have been fine.
Yeah, yeah. So I get down there just a little late. And it's, you know, I got down there like an hour before the wedding. To go around the block, it took me 20 minutes. Now, I'm almost late for the wedding. And in every legal, there's a police car parked in every legal spot. I saw like 6 or 7. I'm like, damn, why couldn't they park on the block streets between Madison and Fifth? All those streets were blocked. You couldn't move. But there was plenty of space there, but they didn't park there. They parked between Madison and Park and Park and Lex. And I'm driving around for almost an hour like an idiot. Finally, I parked. Well, I'll tell you about it. But I came out after the wedding, and there's two guys who are parked on the closed street. I said, how'd you do that? Well, we got here at 9 o'clock in the morning for an 11 o'clock wedding. I said, wow, that's pretty good. I walked with Claire 3 blocks. I get to my car, and I have a ticket and a windshield for $95.
Wow. And you must have had a ton of plaques up on your dashboard. I know you.
Yeah, you're
good
right.
God, you were covered. You were covered by every Secret Service police department from here to Baltimore.
And you know what? It didn't mean squat.
I know. I know.
It didn't mean squat because I was parked. It's Sunday during the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and it said trucks loading and unloading. And there were five spots in front of an apartment building. There were no trucks. Nobody was moving. Nobody was doing work today. So I parked, you know, and yeah, I did get a summons. So that should be a lesson to you. I was wrong. Ugh. Don't park illegally in Manhattan because it will cost you.
Yeah.
Damn, I would have given a smaller gift if I knew I was going to get a $100 ticket. but that's it as far as the loophole. They're saying, Move New York is saying that the mayor can make a decision, and the mayor is saying, no, I can't. It has to go through Albany. So who knows?
Well, Dave, just real quick, if we go back to the Bloomberg days, what exactly was his plan, for lack of a better word, about his congestion pricing versus what they want to do today? Because I never got a clear picture what the Bloomberg plan was below 96th Street and above 96th Street.
All right.
And da da da.
I'll tell you. Let me just give out our phone number. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. We'll read your emails on the air. Mayor Bloomberg came up with this congestion pricing thing. Below, what was it? It was 60th Street. If you went below 60th Street, every vehicle would be charged, I think it was $8, a congestion pricing fee. So I don't know if it was for the day or if you were a car service and you went below 60th Street, you'd pay $8. And then you went back uptown and came back down again, you'd have to pay another $8. And I think they figured that you would charge that to the passengers. During that plan, I don't know if you know this, but we were lucky enough, we meaning the yellow taxi industry, we would have had an exemption.
Oh.
So, at the time, it sounded great to me. Yellow cab drivers aren't going to be, and the passengers aren't going to be charged this congestion pricing. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, it was great. But
this had nothing to do with tolls on the bridges. I mean, that wasn't included.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely
not. So the
not.
Yellow cabs were going to get an exemption from that deal. It would have thinned out the traffic, and we would have been, in my opinion, we would have been making a fortune, to tell you the truth.
You're probably right. This Move New York is changing the toll structure because Move New York firmly believes that by taxing the poor, I shouldn't say that. What I should say is by adding tolls to free bridges right now, people will stop bridge shopping. Now, I have to tell you, the last week, I went into Manhattan an extraordinarily number of times within the last week, and I bridge shopped. I'm like, you know what? It's 5 minutes longer or 10 minutes longer. I'm going to take the 59th Street Bridge.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay $8.75. I will go in for free. Oh, you know what? I can go down the BQE and go over the Brooklyn Bridge for free. Why should I? You know, why should I go through the tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
So there is bridge shopping that goes on. Oh, by the way, this just in, okay, in the Chicago Times, the Uber board is considering a temporary leave of absence for CEO Travis Kalanick.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I think it has to do with the timing, last week 20 employees of Uber were fired for alleged misconduct. And I'm sure you've read about that.
Well, I'll tell you, also his mom got killed in a boat crash, sadly. I mean, you know, I wouldn't wish that on anybody, even Travis. And his father was seriously injured. And then apparently they got a few folks, from what I've heard, should have kept their hands to themselves. So all that combined, and I'll tell you the truth, I've seen Travis snatch defeat from the jaws of victory many times, and it'll be interesting to see what a new person would do heading Uber if they'd be more competent, and then we'll really be in trouble.
The emails are rolling in. Thank you for listening to me and sending the emails out early, and our phone number is 800-321-0710. So what happened last week is one of the callers was talking about smoking in the car. And let me just see if I could find that email. And, of course, I can't. But basically he said his off-duty was on. He was off-duty. He closed down his meter, So, and the lights on the rooftop were off, which meant he was going home, and he was going home, and he got pulled over by a Port Authority cop for smoking a cigarette, or a TLC cop at JFK Airport for smoking. And he was saying, hey, it's my car, I'm off duty, and the guy was saying it belongs to the TLC. And a long story short, they gave him a warning. And I said, at that time of the day, if you're off duty, you can smoke, you can do whatever you want. Well, apparently, that's not true. On the phone with us right now is Michael Spivak. Welcome back to the Taxi Dave Show, Mike.
Dave, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Hello to everybody else in the studio with you or wherever they are.
They're in the studio. I'm at 59th Street and 5th Avenue. But can you enlighten us and tell people and give a clarification how I was probably wrong?
Yeah. Right now, I agree with your position, Dave, that if you're off duty, it should be, and you own a medallion or you own a FHV vehicle and you are not working and your meter is off and you're off duty, that's your private vehicle. If you want to smoke in it, go ahead and do whatever you want. But unfortunately, your position and the way I feel is not the way the TLC is enforcing the rule now. You can't use your private car. You can't have, let's say, your rate card not in the frame. It has to be in the frame all times. You can't smoke in the vehicle. TLC can summons you, and the ALJs from Oath who overhear the hearings will find you guilty. Even if you can show you were off duty at the time, they'll still sustain the charge against you, and you'll have to pay the summons for your behavior, even though you're off duty.
I just found the email. I just left the dentist's office, and I was going on vacation for a week. Okay, that's what he said. And this was another one I got. Hold on a second. I wasn't working at the time. I left the dentist's office, going on vacation for a week, and the TLC police tells me I'm going to give you a ticket for smoking or for not having your TLC driver's license displayed. The ticket for the license not being displayed has points, he told me. I'll give you 2 minutes to decide which ticket you want. So I went with the one with no points, which was smoking, $250. Is that a common thing?
I mean, I don't see it that much, but I do see it. I do see people getting tickets for smoking in their yellow or smoking in their FHV. And it's enforced, yeah. It's not overly common. I don't see a ton of it, but they do enforce hack license not in the frame a lot. I see a lot of that. And even
so
if you're off duty, it's not a defense.
So you should always display your license, even if you're off duty. Correct. Only because no one can see it if you're off duty because you're not letting anyone in the cab, but a regulatory body like the TLC police can look in at a red light and say, oh, I'm giving you a summons. You don't have your license in there.
That's correct. And their reasoning sort of is that they want people to be able to complain against your service or give you a compliment, no matter whether you're on duty or off duty. So they're saying you could do something that affects the status of your TLC vehicle, whether you're on duty or off duty. So you should be public at all times. That's their reasoning.
Some emails. I don't know if this is sarcastic or not from Hakimi. Good work, Dave. Keep talking about congestion pricing, and it'll happen one day. I don't know if that's bad. From Simon. I just saw a taxi driver with a white shirt and tie. Bring back the good old days.
Ooh, nice little cap, white shirt, and tie.
Do we still have Mr. Spivak on the line?
Yes.
I want to ask him something, and I hate to put you on the spot, Counselor. First of all, thank you for popping by our show, or Dave's show, I should say. But if you present your driver's license while riding a bicycle, because I parked my cab, and the traffic was so bad that I had to jerry-rig a cab city bike thing. I parked the cab, hopped on a city bike, took it down to the city bike rack by the studio, and sure enough, there were cops hunkered down right by the city bike rack, waiting for people to ride on the sidewalk or something like that to bring the bikes back. If you present your New York State driver's license for a bicycle ticket, can you get points on your driver's license?
It used to be, yes, that you could get points, but now, fortunately or unfortunately, depending upon your viewpoint, I guess in your case right now, mm-hmm. Fortunately, there's no points. Oh, okay. There's no points for that right now.
Oh, okay. Well, but back in the day, somebody told me he got a speeding ticket on a bicycle, if you can believe it or not, on Riverside Drive. But, well, thank you for clearing that up, because I was wondering, it's what next, to get a ticket on a bicycle, and then it goes against your cab license? That would be a disaster.
Here, Mike.
That would be a disaster.
Mike gives an email. Discrimination. Hi, Taxi Dave. When a taxi yellow cab fails inspection, he pays $35. When an Uber car fails inspection, he pays $10. Why? Any clue?
I guess no idea. Seems unfair to me.
Yeah. And this one's for you, John McDonough. I'm married to a beautiful Irish woman. 3 years ago, I was in Ireland for 10 days. Beautiful place and warm and hospitable people. So that's for you.
Uh-huh.
And that reminds me of the time I was once in Dublin. I took a plane to the airport, and I wanted to go to the center city. And I get into a cab, and the guy, the first thing he does is he drives through a red light. And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? And the driver says, to be sure, my brother and me, we do that all the time, he says. So I'm like, okay, about a mile down the road, taxi driver drives through another red light as fast as he can. And I'm like, driver, what are you trying to do? You're going to kill us. He says, it's nothing. Me and my brother do it all the time. We get to the next traffic light, and it's green. And the taxi driver stops. And I said, this is a green light. This is ridiculous. Why the hell have you stopped? He says, to be sure, me brother might be coming the other way.
Ba-dum. Just back from Las Vegas, Taxi Dave.
Thank you.
You've been a great audience.
Don't forget to tip your waitress.
And here's one, Mike. After drivers make a 311 complaint at a hotel and get a complaint number, are they ever contacted again? Do you know if they are?
Yeah, they should be. If they complain, they should be contacted by the TLC. I don't really know what's happening, but the TLC says that they will.
There's another email. Uber must be stopped so that traffic can move. Thank you, Wasser.
The simplicity of genius in that one statement.
And here's a great idea from Goratola. Why can't the city hold street fairs inside Central Park? You know, that's a great idea. Have every street fair. First Avenue street fair in Central Park. Third Avenue street fair in Central Park. Broadway street fair in Central Park.
Right.
Keep them off the street.
That's what Central Park is missing. Guys selling underwear and socks in Central Park with their little...
Where else are you going to get them?
Yeah, I know. I mean, come on.
Okay. So I was wrong, and thank you for the clarification, Mike. You know what? Just in case, stay on the line in case anything interesting happens. But
will do there.
Now, John McDonough, you came back from Ireland. Which airport did you land at?
I came into Kennedy and JetBlue Terminal 5. So I just wanted to give it my experience as a passenger.
I was curious to know if you had an experience as a passenger.
Oh, do I ever.
Why don't you tell us about it?
So I land in Aer Lingus, is the international airline that's using. They used to be Terminal 4, they're Terminal 5 now. So as soon as you get in, the hustlers are right there, right by the luggage, because you're in with the JetBlue. And you were talking about a cop pulling over a guy for smoking. How under God all these hustlers are there, right? So you get your bags, I want to get a yellow cab. This started the baton death march through JetBlue to get where the yellow cabs are. You have to walk hundreds of yards, right, with your luggage. You get to this place where there's an elevator. It brings you down into the second ring of hell, JetBlue. You walk out of there with your luggage, and then you line up in this snake-like thing for 30 minutes waiting. And, of course, all the yellow cab drivers, they're fighting with the dispatcher. I have this one. I have more luggage. I'm going to have this car. It was a zoo. People would Uber, when they got their luggage, they walked right out at the arrival right there, hit the thing, and they were getting the cabs within 2 or 3 minutes. So here we are with this archaic system that's going on at Kennedy Airport with the yellow cabs, and Uber is cleaning our clocks. They have their own lot. They're getting hit by the people. As soon as they get their luggage, bang, they hit that. The cars are waiting for them right at the arrival area, so they don't have to go to the departure area. I don't know who was at the meeting at JetBlue saying, listen, let's make this as difficult as possible for people to get yellow cabs. How do we do it? We make them go to the other end of the building. And then we find out there's three elevators. Two of them are not working. So now we got everybody loading onto one elevator to go downstairs to the first floor. And then you're out in the elements. And you're in this snake-like thing. And everybody's fighting. I mean, it is no wonder people are not taking yellow cabs at these terminals. They have to come up with a better system. It is just incredible that they're not doing that. And, you know, that's it. That's from a passenger point of view. And how these hustlers are allowed in the terminals, and the cops are worried about some guy smoking a cigarette out on the street, when they could come in and clean up. Particularly, I even think Terminal 4 is even worse than Terminal 5,
right.
But as the international. But here's the other problem. What should be alerted to every passenger coming into JFK and LaGuardia should be advertising signs for curb. And while we're waiting for our luggage, you should be telling the passengers, while you're waiting for your luggage, download the Curb app, because this way, while you're staying in New York City, take a yellow cab and push that. Push that on the sheets that are handed out by the dispatcher to the passengers when you're getting into the yellow cab. That should be on every slip, saying, listen, while you're going on your way to Manhattan, download the app, because during your stay here in Manhattan, use yellow cab and use Curb. There's nowhere. There's no signs for curb. There's nothing going on. And it's just ridiculous.
Right. And I'll tell you another thing. They're building right by Terminal 5. I've often said they should close Guantanamo and just send them over to Terminal 5. Because
well,
I don't
know where they get their training before they send them down to Guantanamo.
Right. I don't know if Terminal 5 has been banned by the Geneva Convention yet, but it should be. But just in general, they're opening up this huge, the TWA Hotel is coming?
Yeah, that's right.
And they have all the people who are helping to sponsor the TWA Hotel, which is going to be a hotel within Kennedy Airport at Terminal 5. And I look at the people get the Uber car. We have an elevator, a security guard, a porta potty, chain link fence, construction garbage. That's where you get the cab. So by the time the people get from off the plane to the cab, they've been sifted.
They need a vacation.
You might as well stay at the hotel and get the cab the next day.
Right.
I mean, that's why they're putting it there.
Right. They basically, like, the out-of-town job is gone from the hustler. The city job is gone from the hustler. And what I got the other day was a schizophrenic going to Jamaica and 108th Street. True story. Thank you very much.
There's a new service that's going to give thousands of customers the opportunity in yellow taxis, an option of making space in the back seat for another customer, for a stranger, in return for discounted fares. Ride sharing in yellow cabs is going to be a reality. So the passengers will be redirected, and it's something interesting. They've been talking about it for a long time. They tried something like this. I think it was around 2013 when Yasky was the commissioner. And I was there when they opened it up at the Port Authority. And I was there when they opened it up on York Avenue, just above New York Hospital, for ride sharing. Within a month or 2 months, they shut them both down. Because, as it turned out, at least the New Yorkers or the tourists there didn't want to share the cab with anybody.
Okay. But you wouldn't want to share a ride with a serial killer from New York. I mean, come on. As long as he pays, who cares?
His money's green.
Might be a little blood on it, but
blood
hey.
And a little red and green, but yeah. Just real quick with the ride sharing, I just want to know, why is it every time they cook up some ride sharing plan, it seems like they're hell bent on chiseling the cabbies, okay? If you're going to do ride sharing and say, okay, well, the cabbies are each going to get the metered rate because it's rush hour, and people will be happy to get a cab at least some way, shape, or form. But last I checked, they were going to give this huge discount for the second person or the third person, the blah, blah, blah. And you're going to introduce it, and it's going to be chaos. And I'm just wondering,
if the passengers, there are certain passengers who just want to pay the cheapest and don't care, okay, for whatever reasons, financial reasons, or maybe that's just the way their mind is. They have no luggage. They just want to pay the cheapest fare for whatever reasons. This will work for them.
Yeah.
Okay? It'll work for them. And hopefully between the hours of 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, when there's very few fares for yellow cabs, you'll have 3 and 4 passengers.
Yeah, now. And there'll be even less now.
Yeah, just watch out for the ex-Uber executives.
Dave, I know you go to a lot of meetings. Where are these meetings when they're coming up with these ideas that someone says, please, You're making our life worse.
Well, stay tuned, because I have something up in Albany, a bill up in Albany, that's going to knock your socks off that nobody's really talked about or really heard of yet. So when we come back, I'll talk about that. We'll take some phone calls. I'll read some more emails. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. The email address is taxihale@AOL.com. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with John and Mike and Mike Spivak and Claire. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We'll be right back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer. It's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go, Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers since last week. They were a guest on our show, and those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave Show is back. Get there. Here, let's see, real quick, Uber failed to report $6.3 million in lobbying expenses in the 2015 through 2016 filing period. So there's a company called Jacope that actually handles that right now. And Jacope fined them, and they negotiated, and Uber agreed to pay a $98,000 settlement or fine, I guess. The Jacope is Joint Commission on Public Ethics. Okay? So what's interesting is, you ready for this? They spent a total of $7 million for that year. All right? $4 million for advertising placement costs for video ads opposing a vehicle cap in New York City. You want to know why that didn't happen? $4 million is why it didn't happen, or part of it anyway. Now, the company settlement, it's not the largest that's ever been reached in New York State for an issue involving lobby reports. Hey, John McDonough.
Yes.
Can you guess who that honor belongs to?
Let's try and figure this out. Is this do we need Nostradamus here?
Well, here it is. A $250,000 settlement in the year 2000 was levied against, at that time, New Jersey casino developer Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
Jump change.
Donald Trump, who's he?
Trump
Jump
change.
Change. Trump change, yeah. That's all that would have
Trump
been.
Change.
There we go. Okay. Oh, before I forget, I wanted to wish a happy birthday to Rabbi Pesach from Chabad of Orange County. All right? Great organization, great man. You know what a mensch is? This guy is a mensch, without a doubt. So now let me tell you about something you haven't heard about up in Albany. Should I keep you on the line? Let me just keep you listening for a while, because you're really not going to believe this. Real quick, some New York City economics. Airport passengers, total, down 1.1%. And that's all of this stuff is usually a month or two earlier. So this happened, we're in June now, so this was either from March or April. Broadway revenue for Broadway shows is up 11%. Hotel revenue is down 3%. And transit ridership fell in all major categories for the second consecutive month. Commuter rails down 3%. Subway ridership down 4.6%. And this is interesting. Bridge traffic, and they judge that by the tolls that are paid, down 4%. So if people aren't driving, or fewer people are driving, fewer people are taking commuter rails, fewer people are taking the subways and buses,
are they getting
what the hell are they doing? Well, maybe that new subway, that new ferry that opened from Rockaway in Brooklyn, maybe a lot of people are taking that. I mean, it's unbelievable. And also, in New York City, in April of this year, just 2 months ago, 312 projects started worth $2.7 billion.
You know, I've heard the subway rats are up by 35%, so that's some good news.
Well, yeah, well, that may be why. That may be why.
David, do we still have Counselor Spivak around? Is he still there?
Mike, are you on the line? No, I guess we lost him.
I'm here, Dave.
Oh, okay.
My brother. Can I ask him a question, Taxi Dave?
I want to thank you, Mike, because I know you're with your family upstate New York, and I want to thank them for letting you stay on the line. And thank you, JFK Mike, for reminding me.
well, real quick, so long as we have a taxi industry lawyer on the phone, thank you very much, Councilor Spivak. What is one of your 311 complaint horror stories where someone calls a 311 complaint in on a cab driver, where you're just the biggest head scratch you have ever had in that category of offense? I'm just curious.
You mean that the cab driver did bad behavior, or that the complaint was just nonsensical?
The nonsensical 311 complaint where a cabbie got in the jackpot.
That the cabbie.
Are we asking questions here?
Dave, could you be a little bit more hazy?
I have a better idea. No, you know, no, Mike, JFK, Mike, this is for you guys. Listen. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and go on a radio show.
As soon as he got on his bicycle, there's no talking to him. Oh.
Okay. Taxi Dave, do you know if anything's being done about bribery going on at JFK? I believe they're bypassing the taxi hole by joining the JFK club where they call a number, blah, 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 blah. a concerned cabbie. Oh, that's interesting. Let's see. $30 congestion price? We'll see that from a Republican mayor or governor with giant balls. Democrats on marshmallows. Oh, I wish I read that before I started speaking. Okay.
That's the highlight reel right there.
Yes, it is. Very hot in New York City. It's just the beginning of the heat wave. Passengers are in yellow cabs suffering because the air conditioners aren't working efficiently because of the partitions in the taxi of tomorrow and other vehicles. Many people, because of that, are taking unpartitioned car services to have a comfortable ride. Unfortunately, every year cab drivers have that problem with the air conditioning. It's an upgrade taxis with comfort to take the partition out. Now, I've met with Nissan. Sorry. I had dinner right before the show. I met with Nissan, and it's actually pronounced Nissan, but everyone here, we call it Nissan. And they have, it's not even on the drawing board to take the partitions out of the taxi of tomorrow. The vehicle is designed and built with the construction. There's wiring through the partition, and that's just the way it is. So on the taxi of tomorrow.
And also, Dave, they got the way they have it set up with the microphones. You speak up to the ceiling where you are, and it comes out through a speaker in the back. So that's all part of the system of the design with the full partition. So that would have to go, too, because then you wouldn't need the microphone the way they have it set up now in the new cabs.
Yeah.
Very true.
Funky little website that could, www.nyctaxinews.com, and I know how annoying it is when I keep saying nyctaxinews.com over and over again, but I'd just like to have people check out on that message board, on that site, a rant that I wrote about the WAVE program from the Taxi Commission. Now, Dave, I said, where are the calls? We're buying vans, we're training drivers, we're doing jumping jacks, we're marching in parades, we're doing everything we can to get the WAVE program going. Where are the calls? And you said something interesting about that the calls are coming in, but a lot of drivers don't necessarily pick them up or don't want them, or how's that all working out?
Well, you had asked me that you had said that somebody from a garage told you
right
that they were getting maybe one a day. And so the garage owner would only see those calls that the driver accepted. He doesn't see the calls that are put out there or the driver may get and turn down because they're allowed to turn down. Now, the smart drivers who drive an accessible vehicle will pick up the fare because if you have to wait, if you have to chase, drive, you know, whatever it is, a half a mile, a mile, you're going to be paid for that mileage. You're going to be paid for that time. You're going to be paid if the passenger doesn't show up. And you're also going to get an extra 50 cents on top of everything else. You could possibly make up to $20 or $25 on top of the meter fare if you have to go for a mile to pick up someone in a wheelchair. So a lot of the drivers can't be bothered with it because it's something new. They haven't tried it.
Mm.
You have to try it. You should do it. I've said on this show once before, I had a gentleman tell me, and he showed me proof. His driver, 5 days a week on an accessible car, made $98,000 in a year. Actual.
Wow.
And he showed me how $180 a week was extra money from the accessible fares he picked up. That's real money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you know what, Dave? Then how are they getting the word out about that, but not about the app, Curb? I mean, from what you just said there, the word to the disability community here in New York City must know about that and are using the system to get a yellow cab, but to get to the tourists that are coming in and the people living here in New York City, most people still do not know that there's a yellow cab app.
Right. Maybe the chairwoman of the TLC will come on again to discuss that issue. Very, very good point, John. This is Hello Commissioner. This vehicle was found parked at the Bentley Hotel on 65th Street and York Avenue at 5:59 a.m. waiting for passengers to walk out of the hotel. There was another vehicle before this one that illegally solicited a passenger to the airport. License plate number, I shouldn't read that, T672299C, black Toyota Camry. Here's a picture, here's an email, which is also obviously going to the commissioner of the Taxi Limousine Commission. This one is from Solomon. So I was at Belmont Park. When I walked out, I was amazed not to see one yellow cab or green taxi there to pick up fares. Gone. Completely gone are the taxis. The city is happy now. They got what they wanted. For Uber to take over the industry, well, They were all over there, even had their own area to pick up. Police are doing a great job making special attention to people for people to be picked up. When taxis were there, they gave out summonses for improper pickups. Thank you, New York City. This is why financial institutions are going after owners who have medallion loans. And that's from Taxi Solomon.
And you know, Dave, you bringing that up, that the yellow cab sent you the license plate number and the picture. We're now in the business of yellow cab drivers are policing the streets. Where are the TLC? They're supposed to be doing it. Why? I didn't know I was deputized now to go to the hotels and start taking pictures. You know, do I need a new camera? What am I doing here? Where's the TLC? I got to be doing this?
I'll try to get the stats from you. I have the, you know, you can watch the video of that congestion price hearing. And when it's 3 hours, so you have to be real lucky. You know, I think after an hour, you kind of like say, well, maybe this is enough. But Commissioner Chan did give out some statistics. I wrote them down somewhere, but I lost them on the way down to 59th Street this morning with the Puerto Rican Day Parade and the wedding and all that, so forgive me. But I'll talk about some of these statistics of summonses that were given out. And we have to take another commercial break. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We're here with John McDonough and Mike Spivak on the line with us. If you have a question for an attorney, a TLC attorney, give us a call at 800-321-0710. JFK Mike was with us.
Yes.
Lovely Claire is with us. And 59th Street and 5th Avenue. Unbelievable. There's traffic 24 hours a day. Why? Because on 56th Street and 5th Avenue is the Trump Building. What else could I say? Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
If an insurance company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York, Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer, it's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go, Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cab. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers since last week. They were a guest on our show. And those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
From where you are, can you see Grand Central Parkway? You can. Then you're lost.
Dave Show. We're back. The RFK Bridge this Thursday is going to go cashless. You know, it's funny because there's so many people who can't afford to replenish an EasyPass account. And a lot of commercial vehicles, a lot of companies don't have EasyPass also, trucks as well. And that does back up some traffic. So what's interesting about that is you'll get a bill in the mail if you drive through the any of the tolls. Like the RFK Bridge, the Triborough Bridge, starting on Thursday. But Governor Cuomo said that cars waiting to pay cash cause congestion. Okay, can you imagine that? They cause congestion and it'll ease congestion? So all you guys who are going to be doing car service work for Uber outside of New York City, stay out of New York City, okay? That's our territory. Just stay out of New York City because the authorities are ready for you. That's all I wanted to say about that. And as far as that, you know what? We have. Let me at least take one or two callers. We only have a few minutes left to the show. Bob, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Dave. Okay. By the way, I understand congestion. You have to go back in the 1880s. That's the reason they built the hills and everything. That people jams and everything else. And slow-moving horse buses and tandem cabs, so it ain't new.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to thank you for holding on all that time, Bob. I really appreciate it. Frank, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. I had a passenger complain that I took to Mineola, Long Island. It was $48.30 on the meter. At Terminal 2, she asked me, how much is it going to cost? I said about $40 to $50. I knew it might be like a shorty ride, but I'm not going to get a shorty ticket to come back to the JFK to get to the front of the line. So I was kind of thinking, well, I might be shorted on this ride to Long Island, but I'm taking it.
I got your email. So what happened when you got there?
I got there. It was $48.30. She said to me, I went slower to make the meter go faster.
Nothing like educated public, huh?
I was stupefied. I didn't know what to say to her, so I tried to appeal on the side she was reasoning on.
Everybody should know that once you get to the Nassau County line, it's double the meter from that point. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I told her I could only go up to 35 miles an hour on Jericho Turnpike because Jericho Turnpike speed limit is 35 miles an hour. I couldn't go faster than that. So I thought that would satisfy her desire to understand why I went a little bit slower.
And did she put any complaints in against you at the TLC?
Oh, yeah, she made 3 lies. I didn't charge her $50. I charged her $48.30. I didn't demand a tip, and I didn't refuse to give her a receipt. So I'm going to go talk to the judge.
All those things about you.
Yes.
Frank.
I went to TLC. Yes?
Oh, you went there. Go ahead. What was the result?
I went to the TLC, and they told me don't pay the settlement fee of $250. Wait for them to send you a summons to go to court.
Well, good luck in court. Let me know when that is, okay? Because I'd like to show up and just witness
But what were you summoned for? What's the charge?
She just told you. She
charged. She said I charged $1.70 more than what the meter was.
Oh my God!
And she said that I demanded a tip, which I never. I'm here 44 years. I've handed hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah. I've never ever demanded anything from anyone. And she said that I refused to give her a receipt, which wasn't true. She was disturbed.
I wonder how many times she's been down to the taxi commission, because we do have some frequent flyers who like complaining multiple times against cab drivers. When do we get a chance to check these people out so we write to defend ourselves?
Yeah, what does Spivak say about that? The lawyer, what would he think about that?
Spivak, Mike, are you around?
Well, yeah, I'm here. You know, anybody, that's the downside of driving a cab. Anybody who's sane or insane can complain against you anytime for any reason that they want, and you have to defend yourself, take time off from work, and go to defend yourself at a hearing, which may or may not be fair and may or may not be rigged against you.
Right.
And all our listeners should know, you can also compliment drivers. You can recommend them. You can say they were great drivers, they were nice drivers, they were kind drivers. Anything you want.
Right.
Made your day. Frank, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. So here it is. Okay. It's bill S6621 in New York State. And the summary is, are you ready? And it's in both houses. Will allow commuter vans to accept hails from prospective passengers in the street.
Oh, my God.
Commuter vans are trying to get street hails.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Just when you think things couldn't get any worse.
Isn't that what the dollar vans are doing on Atlantic Avenue in Flatbush, too?
Exactly what it is. Guys, September, okay, I need more sponsorship for the Taxi Dave Show. If we don't get it, we may be going off the air in September. I just want to let you know that. Put it out there. We'll talk about it more on future shows. I want to thank both mics for being on. John, Claire, I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're here every Sunday. I don't think there are any more Mets games on that time slot, so we're here every Sunday. And I got to go now. Get me out of 59th Street or 5th Avenue. Look at this Trump traffic here. What's going on?
This has been a podcast from WOR.